Hey guys, this is Ryan.
And this is Caden.
And we want to welcome you back to another episode of the First College Podcast, where we seek to answer questions that college students ask. We hope that this encourages you in your walk with Christ. Well, hey friends, welcome back to a new episode of the First College Podcast, where we are helping to answer questions that college students are asking and submitting to us. And so I'm grateful to be here today with my friend Caden Lockett, myself Ryan Gray. I don't think we've actually introduced ourselves fully as a part of the podcast we've been doing. Obviously, most people I think that are listening to this probably know who we are, but if you are unfamiliar with who First College is, who we are, just wanted to take a moment just to introduce ourselves. My name is Ryan Gray. I serve as the college pastor of First Baptist Church here in Montgomery, Alabama, and I'm sitting with Caden Lockett, who is our minister of outreach here at our church. And so, yeah, we just want to take a moment just to reintroduce ourselves. If maybe you're new to the First College Podcast, First College is the college ministry of First Baptist Church of Montgomery. And so this is just a discipleship tool that we're using to just better equip our people. This is not just for college students, but these are questions that college students specifically are asking. And so we're grateful to have another episode just to put out some more content today for our listeners. And so today's question that we're seeking to answer is a phenomenal question that I'm excited to dig into today, is how can I discern God's will for my life?
Yeah.
Great question.
This is a question that just about every single college student will ask themselves at one point or another. It's a question that any person is going to ask themselves at one point or another.
Yeah.
And I mean, this is one of those ringing questions. I mean, everyone asks it, and it is just so important for us to understand and to look into God's Word and how He reveals Himself to us and how through that we can see what He is showing us and calling us to do.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. I think when we think about, you know, when we talk about this kind of question, how can I discern what God's will is for my life? I mean, ultimately, we're trying to figure out, okay, what does God have for me?
Yeah.
Right, when we talk about God's will for our lives, what does God have for me? Mm-hmm. What are His plans for my life?
What does He want me to do? What does it look like?
What does He want me to do? Where does He want me to live? Where am I supposed to go? You know, you fill in the blank. We've all, at some point, have asked that question. Yes. You know, what am I to do next?
Yes,
right. And so that's kind of where we want to help answer today. Ultimately, trying to figure out, okay, who does God want me to be? Mm-hmm. What does He want me to do? Yeah. And so I think as we kind of get this started, I think when we think about God's will for our lives, first and foremost, God's will for your life, for my life, is always connected back to His Word. That's the Bible. That's the Holy Scriptures. Yep. It's always connected back to His Word. And I think a great place for us to start is I just wanted to read a passage today, Psalm 19, verses 7 through 10. Is a beautiful reminder and a beautiful passage just outlining for us just the scriptures in general and what they mean for us, how we can hold to them. And this is what the Word of God says. And Psalm 19, verses 7 through 10, it says, "The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making the wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The rules of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, even much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey, and drippings of the honeycomb." I love this passage of scripture because it's just kind of giving us this beautiful reminder and picture of just the importance of God's Word as a whole, and thinking through the commandments, the precepts, the statutes, just the law of the Lord is perfect. God's Word is authoritative. It gives us counsel to our life. It gives us meaning. It gives us perfect. We get to see God Himself in the text. And so God's will shows us from Genesis to Revelation His will for our life.
Yeah.
This is such a reminder to us as we talk about, man, what does God want me to do? Who has God designed me to be as a part of His kingdom? And we see that throughout God's Word.
Yeah, and that reminds me of Psalm 119, 105, which says, "Lord, would you open my eyes that I may see mighty works in your law?" I mean, just having that attitude and that desire in your heart to see the Lord at work through his word.
Right.
I mean, and we know that God's word is living and active. We know that God's word is authoritative in our lives. And ultimately, above all else, that we know from front to back, from Genesis to Revelation, every word that is seen in Scripture is God-ordained, that it is God-breathed, and that it
That's
is
right.
useful and active in our lives
yeah.
today. And we know that through that, our will for God's will for our life can be revealed and is revealed.
Mm-hmm.
And that is revealed in a general sense, of as in God is calling all of his creation. He's calling all people back onto himself, back
yeah.
to himself. And we see that time and time again through Jesus Christ, how Jesus ultimately went to the cross so that we can find salvation,
mm-hmm.
so that we could be restored back to our Creator. And above all else, God's will is that we would follow him, that we
yeah.
would love him,
That's
that
right.
we would have a heart that desires after him.
Yeah, it's definitely God's word certainly clearly states for us what his will is for our life
mm-hmm.
in a multitude of different ways from out the scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
I love what Paul says to the church of Ephesus in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 17. He says, "Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is."
Mm-hmm.
And you read that, and you might be like, okay, I want to understand what the will of, what the will
of the
Lord
like
is.
Yeah, you're like leaning in, like, let's
I'm
see
leaning
what it
in,
is.
Like, I want to understand what the will of God is too. And Paul wrote this to the church of Ephesus, and when Paul says this, when Paul spoke this word to the church of Ephesus, when he spoke of, you know, knowing and understanding the will of God here in this text, mm-hmm. he's speaking about God's general revealed will for your life,
mm-hmm.
Which is revealed to all of us mm-hmm. throughout the Bible that we carry in our hands today.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we talk about discerning God's will for our life, I think we have to start there,
yeah.
thinking
yeah.
through God's general mm-hmm. will for our lives that's laid out for us
mm-hmm.
as believers in Christ
mm-hmm.
that we see from Genesis to Revelation. Because obviously those specific things of who you're going to marry, what job you're going to take,
mm-hmm.
those aren't in the Bible, right?
Yeah.
But as you follow that generic revealed will for your life, the things we've been called to do as followers of Jesus, God's going to reveal those specific things to you. Because I think that's mm-hmm. what people that
yeah.
are probably asking the question, what's God's
yes.
will for my life? You're probably, I would imagine, you're trying to figure out those specific
mm-hmm.
things.
Yeah. I mean, I wholeheartedly agree with that. And something that I am just reminded time and time again of is God's character,
mm-hmm.
that God is faithful, that God is good. And we know that through his will, he will reveal what he needs us to know
yeah.
in time.
Yep.
We know that God will reveal for us the next right step of obedience.
Mm-hmm.
And I know so often in my life and a lot of our lives that we want to know the end of the story. You know, this is kind of funny. I've said this before and it always gets me kind of a weird look. But whenever I watch a movie for the first time, I like to go on Wikipedia
oh, no.
and I like to look at the end. And some, I mean, I can't help it.
Nope.
I'm nosy and I want to know how the story ends. And we see that so often in our lives if we want to know how the story ends.
Yeah.
We want to know the details. We want to know the specifics. And in time, as we are following the Lord, as we are seeking after him, he will reveal his specific will to us
yeah.
in his timing,
mm-hmm.
in a way that we will understand.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that's a hard pill to swallow because, you know, we want answers today.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
I want to know the specifics of what God is calling
me
to.
We want to be in the know.
Yeah.
We want to know everything
like,
that God has for us.
I would love to have the next 5 years written out for me so I know exactly what to do.
Yeah.
But that's not how this works.
Yeah,
we have
reality.
To have
yeah.
faith in God, knowing that in his timing and in his way,
mm-hmm.
he will reveal the specifics to us
mm-hmm.
and we will know.
That's right. And I think, you know, as we have this kind of conversation, I think more than ever, we all should want to know God's will for our life.
Yes.
I think that's
yeah.
important to recognize. But ultimately, this is not going to happen if our Bibles are closed.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's
yeah.
a reminder for us is as we're thinking about discerning God's will for our life and the things we know from God's word,
mm-hmm.
what he wants us to do, who he wants us to be, we see this clearly marked out in Scripture. And let me be clear on this, is that God 100% has specific plans for you.
Yes.
He has specific plans for you, Caden. They're different than the plans he has for me.
Mm-hmm.
If you're listening to this as one of our listeners, like he has specific carved out
yes.
plans for your life that are different
yes.
than mine.
Mm-hmm.
And that's comforting to know and to rest in and be assured of as you read God's word. We know that throughout the whole narrative of Scripture. He has different plans for us. But as we follow his revealed will, the commandments, as we follow the things of his word, he's going to reveal the specific things that pertain to you. Mm-hmm. As you follow Jesus, he's going to reveal mm-hmm. what job you should take, who you should marry, mm-hmm. where you should live one day. I mean, those are the kind of the, mm-hmm. typically the big questions we're asking, especially as young adults. And so, you know, with confidence, I can say here today, you know, that God's will for your life and for my life, that we can know that from God's word as, mm-hmm. as we follow him. You know, and what I mean by that is God's will for our life, ultimately, first and foremost, is to know Jesus.
Yes.
It's to know yes. Jesus. It's to our God's will for our life is that we would belong in the family of God. Mm-hmm. God's will for your life is for us to be sanctified in Christ, meaning that we would continually grow mm-hmm. and be conformed more into the image of Jesus. Mm-hmm. As Christians, that's God's will for us. Mm-hmm. God's will for us simply is for us to worship him mm-hmm. and to submit to him, to obey him. These are things we see marked out in Scripture as you read through mm-hmm. Front to back of Scripture, of just those things we've been called to mm-hmm. do as we follow the Lord. We're to have an attitude of thankfulness. Yeah. We are to pursue holiness. We know as Christians, like, we're called to be set apart. Mm-hmm. And so that's God's will for our life.
Yeah.
I mean, those are,
it is.
You know, these are the generic or general mm-hmm. revealed things we have seen carved out in Scripture. And I think, you know, we've got some helpful scriptures here that we can kind of mm-hmm. help lay out for you all if you're listening to this. But it's helpful, I think, as you read through God's word to see some of these carved out things yeah. that we see of yeah. what's been revealed to us. Just for example, 2 Peter 3:9, I think is a helpful mm-hmm. scripture when we think about, man, God desires us to be in a relationship with him. He mm-hmm. desires, and his will for our lives is that we would belong to him. This mm-hmm. is what God wants. And it says in 2 Peter 3:9, not wishing that any of you should perish, but that all should reach repentance. And so God's mm-hmm. will for our life is that we would belong to yeah. him, that we would seek after him, that God desires for all of us to come mm-hmm. into faith in him. Mm-hmm. God desires this and wants this. And so 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, it says, give thanks in all circumstances, mm-hmm. for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.
Yeah.
That's extremely clear.
Yeah.
It literally even says in the text, this is the will of God for you in yeah. Christ Jesus, that you would be thankful.
Yeah.
Really, really good stuff here mm-hmm. in these verses.
I wholeheartedly agree with all that. I mean, God's word just tells us what God's will for us is.
And yeah.
it is so good to remember that. And I just think back on how, as we are sanctified, as we are growing in relationship with the Lord,
mm-hmm.
our desires, our will is going to be aligned with his will.
Yeah.
And yeah. that is something incredibly important to know, to understand, to meditate on, that as we seek after the Lord, our desires, things that we want in our life, it is going to be aligned to what God wants
yeah,
us to do.
Yeah, it changes.
It does, exactly. I mean, like, in my own story, hey, my will for my life was to be an attorney. And I told the Lord, and this is really funny, I told the Lord, there's no way I will ever do ministry. There's yeah. no way I will ever go to AUM. There's no way I will ever do seminary. And I, like, listed off these things. And over time, my heart did a 180, and here yeah. I am doing all three of those things that I said I never would have done.
Mm-hmm.
And that is purely the Lord.
Yeah, as you follow Jesus, yes. God was changing those desires mm-hmm. and changing your heart mm-hmm. and aligning your will with his mm-hmm.
and
what he had for you.
He made it clear in his timing.
Mm-hmm.
And that was such a hard understanding, like, well, this is a hard pill to swallow in the yeah. moment. But looking back, it is so neat to see how God aligned my will with his will as I just faithfully followed him.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't know what the next right step was going to be, but I trusted in the Lord, and in his timing and in his way, he made it clear to me.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just a practical example for my own life.
Yeah.
But truly, God's word is the best place to discern God's will for your life.
That's right.
And as we follow him, he is going to reveal it in his timing for us.
Yeah. Sometimes he takes us down different routes to yeah. kind of show us what he's doing
yeah.
behind the scenes. And you may not see in the very the given moments,
yeah.
But looking back upon mm-hmm. my life, there's been so many different moments where I've said, okay, like,
that makes sense.
That makes sense what God was doing yeah. there. And as I was following him faithfully, just to say, okay, like I was able to discern, mm-hmm. discern what he's doing, what he mm-hmm. wants me to do. A very similar thing for me when I was wrestling with ministry, my ministry calling. Mm-hmm. There were other careers that I was kind of, you know, early in high school wanting to pursue, mm-hmm. and then just really felt the Holy Spirit convicting my heart and just calling me out towards ministry. Mm-hmm. And I kind of ran from that for a while and had to have other people come around me and kind of help,
yep.
you know, kind of help me discern that calling in my life. And I think that's kind of a helpful reminder too, is that, you know, first and foremost, when we talk about how can I discern God's will for my mm-hmm. life, first and foremost, ultimately, is be in the Word of God,
yes.
to see that revealed general will mm-hmm. of how you're to live in the kingdom of God, mm-hmm. how you're to live for the Lord mm-hmm. in those practical day-to-day things that you can do. I mean, God's will is for you is to be thankful. Mm-hmm. God's will for you is to reach people around you for Jesus.
Yeah.
God's will for you is to serve people, is to connect into the body of Christ. I love what Romans 12, verse 2 says. It says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, mm-hmm. that by testing you may discern mm-hmm. what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. And so that's yeah. that sanctification. As yeah. you're growing in Christ, like you're going to be able to discern what the will of God is because mm-hmm. you're rooted in Him. You're yeah. rooted in the Word. But I think there's also some other helpful just ways in which we can, you know, God has given us other tools, yeah. if you will, to discern His will.
Yeah, learning how to discern, and that there are different ways and avenues of discernment.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, like we've talked about for I don't know how long now, we have seen that through God's Word, it will be illuminated to us.
Yeah.
Another way is through the Holy Spirit.
Yep.
Reminds me of John chapter 16, and Jesus is explaining the work of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit convicts, corrects, reminds us of Scripture time and time again.
Yep.
It's incredible that the Holy Spirit is God living in us, showing us, guiding us, correcting us. And that is one incredible, just powerful tool that
mm-hmm.
a believer has in them, is that God is in you, correcting you, showing you
yeah.
what to do. And
yeah.
that's just such a wonderful reminder for us.
Super encouraging and comforting mm-hmm. to know.
Yeah.
I mean, God's with us as we're
yeah.
as we're searching those things out
yeah.
and trying to discover, okay, what's next for me? Mm-hmm. What's my next step? What's life going to look like
yeah.
post graduation?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what am I to do this year?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all those sorts yeah. of things. I think a third area of where you can really get help in discerning God's will for your life is the church.
Yes.
And really what I mean by that is godly counsel yes. in your life.
Christian community in your life.
People yeah.
that you trust, people helping to guide you, show you. I know yep. whenever I was wrestling with the call to ministry, it came from people in my life saying, Caden, I think you're being called to ministry and you're just ignoring it.
Yeah.
And it's people that I trusted showed me and walked through that with me.
Yep.
And I mean, God puts godly people in our lives,
mm-hmm.
and we need to listen to their wise counsel. People yeah. that have been down that road before us, I
yep.
mean, take heed of what they're saying, because, I mean, it is good stuff, and it
yeah.
is scripturally based.
Yeah. I mean, God speaks through His people.
Yes.
We're able to offer wisdom through our experiences, mm-hmm. Through how we've grown in God,
mm-hmm.
in our relationship with God. And so we have a message to offer, too, and counsel to offer other people,
mm-hmm.
You know, and so... there's a whole book in the Bible about wisdom, Proverbs.
Yep.
And so, like,
yep.
it talks a lot about godly counsel just that we can receive from mm-hmm. other men and women in our lives. And so, it's so important to have people around you who are following Jesus
mm-hmm.
that can point you back to Jesus, but that can also, they know what's going on in your life
mm-hmm.
to where they can help you discern, okay, is this really what,
yeah.
what God's doing in your life? Is this really...
Yeah.
Is this going to be your next step? Is this the job you should take? Is this the person
mm-hmm.
you really should marry?
Mm-hmm.
You know, is that person pointing you to Jesus? Like, mm-hmm. there's some questions you can ask
yeah.
as you're trying to discover
yeah.
those sorts of big life decisions. Mm-hmm. I think that if you're listening to this, those are the things you're wrestling with, trying to figure out.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's so, I think, a helpful step you can take is to surround yourself
yes.
Yes. with people who ultimately want the best for you in Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they see that in you.
Yeah.
And then I think a fourth thing, just a final thing I would say is one of the other ways, which we kind of already hit on a little bit, but our circumstances,
mm-hmm.
right? I think that God can use just the circumstances that you are currently in, whether you like them or not,
yeah.
He can use those things ultimately for His glory and
mm-hmm.
for your good, and to show you what He's up to,
mm-hmm.
how He's going to reveal that thing to you.
Mm-hmm.
I know I was talking to one of our students in our ministry, or who graduated a year ago, and who's a student at Auburn in vet school, and he didn't get into vet school right after he graduated from Auburn, and so he was actually here in Montgomery for a year, and he didn't get into vet school right away, but you know, God kind of used those circumstances to use that year before he got into vet school to really just use a year there to grow him more into the image of Jesus.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, that's one example of, just like God can sometimes, you know, speak to us and reveal those things to us on his own time.
Yes.
Right.
Using what is around us in a way that we will understand.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's just such a comforting truth to know, is that the Lord speaks to us in a way that we will understand. Mm-hmm. But more importantly than that, I'm reminded of Romans 8:28, and that we know that in all things, not just good things, not just bad things, but all things, God is working together for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose.
Yeah.
That ultimately, so our will in our lives, what God has for us in our lives, is going to be for our good and for his glory.
Yeah.
And I know there's good days we have, there's bad days we have, but even in those good days, even in those bad days, God is at work behind the scenes whenever we might not see it. Just like that example you gave right there, even whenever we initially might not see it, we can look back in the rearview mirror and see God's faithfulness and see how he was ordering our steps and how his ways are higher than our own ways.
Yeah.
And ultimately, it is for our good and for his glory.
That's great. That's great. Yeah, that's such a I love that verse, Romans 8:28. Just the comfort we receive from knowing that God is in control. He's sovereign. He's working things out, and we're just called to follow him.
Yeah.
And he's gonna—I mean, you're gonna be able to discern God's will for your life as you follow him, as you follow Jesus.
Absolutely.
And then the last thing I'd say too—I think I just said the last one was the last thing, but one more is the last thing I would say in this conversation is to simply ask God for that wisdom and how you can discern it. I'm reminded of James chapter 1 verse 5, which says, "If any of you lacks wisdom, ask God, who gives generously
to all, without finding fault."
Yeah. And it's such a powerful reminder that, you know, we have a God who will give us wisdom.
It is good.
If we just simply go to him in prayer and ask for it. And so
it's good.
Don't be afraid to ask God for that wisdom in your life to understanding those big life, those big decisions, the small ones. You know, again, it comes back down to your walk with Jesus. Are you in the Word? Are you submitting to the Holy Spirit? Mm-hmm. Are you listening to wise counsel in your life? Are you aware of the surroundings and the circumstances that are taking place? And are you asking God? I think those are five things that you can do to help us discern God's will for our life. And as you do those things, as you follow God's general revealed will, he's going to reveal the specific things that pertain to you individually.
Yes.
And so we hope this has been helpful. Phenomenal question. There's a lot you could dive into with this question, but we hope this has been helpful for you. We're excited to continue these conversations, and we hope that you'll join us next week as we tackle another question. But we appreciate you guys and hope you have a great week.
All right. See you next week.